Right, now, we all know that the coronavirus pandemic has exacerbated the country's food crisis problem, leaving many millions of South Africans hungry and wondering where their next meal will come from. A local youth empowerment organisation run by young people for young people has been feeding children from impoverished communities since the start of lockdown. The Nkosi Foundation was set up as a drug awareness programme but has grown and now helps support young people from disadvantaged backgrounds with fundraising projects and job opportunities. Its founder and chairman is Atinkosi Dueli, and he joins us this morning to tell us more about the work they're doing. Atinkosi, welcome and thank you so much for joining us this morning. How long has the organization been running and what inspired you to start it?
Well, the organization has been running for like 5 years now. It started in 2016. And what inspired me to actually start the organization was like the lifestyle that I saw that my friends were living. And I was like, I need to do something about this. I need to kind of be an example to my community, because everyone, like from the youth, was becoming messed up with drugs. And I was like, I need to be the change. I need to sacrifice my happiness so other kids can look after me and be like, I want to be like him. So that was the main reason why I started it. But now today I'm seeing it at the work that we're doing, and I'm seeing that, wow, this is actually bigger than me also, as I've seen the influence and impact that I've done in my community.
So am I right in thinking that it started out as a drug awareness campaign, drug awareness program?
Yeah. It started as a drug awareness campaign because I live in a community in Delft. So as in Delft, we know how drugs has influenced especially my closest friends that I grew up with, because like all my friends that I grew up with today, they impacted by drugs. So I was like, I need to do something that's gonna take them away from drugs. But then it started like as a drug awareness campaign, but the more we started doing more initiatives, then we're like, okay, let's create an organization whereby we create sports events, whereby we create art events, so we can attract as many youth as possible to come to our events, whereby they can be influenced by the work that we do, and we can tell them that drugs are not good, and how to assist someone that you see, okay, I think my friend is on drugs, and then we assist them in terms of how they can help their friends.
So it's an organization run by youth for youth, essentially.
Yes, ma'am. It's only youth, actually, that's on the organization. Mm. And I think that's why we also relate to the youth so much, because we creating events that actually youth relate to, and not something that we like they create. Like back then when I used to go to drug awareness initiatives, it was like those boring initiatives where they tell you about drugs and all that, and then you didn't feel more welcome because it was like too formal, I might say. So we came with the idea of, we want to create something that's youthful, that when the youth are there, they're going to be entertained, but at the same time we still educate them and aware them about the drugs in our society and how our children are being messed up by it.
Tell me then, whereabouts are you based and which areas do you cover?
So we're based in Delft South. So most of the events that we do is in Delft South, and we move out to Leiden. But we also started partnering up with organizations like that's all based in Khayelitsha, so that we can also move out and not only be based only in Delft, because we're also seeing a lot of support when we have events. We're seeing a lot of support from people coming from other communities as well, not only within Delft.
And the people, the youth that you are trying to help, what are some of the biggest challenges facing them? You spoke about drugs. What are some of the other challenges affecting them, people that you're hoping to help? Mm.
So I would say most of them will be like trauma because of the things that they see within our community, because within our community there's a lot of things that we see that are negative, but we then grow up and be like, this is normal. When you're seeing someone getting shot in front of you, when you're forced into being a gangster because of the cool lifestyle that you're seeing, and you're seeing bad things happening within your community, and you grow up in that that society. And then that's what I saw with most of the youth, and that's what our team, and we were like, oh, these children, they're seeing a lot of bad things, and we don't even talk about those things. So that's why I would say most of the youth of DAF, that's why they're so troubled, is because of the things that they see within our community. And some is also poverty as well, because poverty kind of makes you do things that you don't want to do. But mm-hmm. then again, at the end of the day, if your family has to eat, then they have to eat. So they'll end up doing things that they didn't want to do, but just because they wanted to feed their families.
We'll talk about the soup kitchen that I know that you've been running and cloth masks in just a minute. But tell us about some of the other fundraising projects that you've set up and that you've been involved with since the organization came to be.
So we have a project called the EN Fashion Week. So with the EN Fashion Week, the main aim for that was to unite all the creatives together, like our local fashion designers, our local photographers, our local makeup artists, and our models. So when we host that event, we then raise funds for our organization, but also create a platform for young creatives to also showcase their work, to showcase their talent, and also network within our events. Because once they start networking, then they start to create businesses for themselves. They start to sell proudly South African, like locally designed clothes. And the photographers get an opportunity to actually network as well, so they can build clients for themselves. So mostly these events that we do host for fundraising is not only beneficial for us, but they are beneficial for the youth as well, especially with the creatives.
If you are just joining us this morning, I'm joined on the line by the founder and chairman of the Nkosi Foundation, which was set up as a drug awareness program, but has now grown and helps support young people from disadvantaged backgrounds with various fundraising projects and also job opportunities. At Nkosi, tell us, since the coronavirus pandemic, you've been running a soup kitchen. How many people are you managing to feed every day? How many people have you helped so far, do you think?
So I would say we've helped over like probably 100 to 150 people. That we mostly, there's a community called Black Istop and a community called Tsunami. So those are the communities, especially within DAF, that we saw they are most disadvantaged. So we mostly, when we do the fundraising and when we get assistance from people, then we go there to go assist those kids there. And then it's actually like when we were there, like you see how kids are happy when they start, like when they see food, and then they're like, wow, I'm going to eat today. So it really touched my heart as well, because like I also live in DAF, and I also have like problems with poverty, but it's not as much that when I saw when the kids living in Plekistop, and I was like, whoa, This is really bad. So that's why we also starting with the fundraising. We still continuing with it, and we still want to feed more youth. But unfortunately, we got some other times we don't raise enough. So, but like ShopRite also assisted us in terms of making like donations, so we can assist as well.
You're also fundraising to buy masks from local designers, which you then donate to communities in need. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So we partnered up with this fashion designer, which is like based in Taft as well. So whereby we told her that she has to create this kind of mask, so we can come and buy by her. Since it was COVID-19, so she had to shut down our business and all of that. So like we partnered up with her, so we can come and purchase masks. And then once we purchase those masks, we then take to the kids that don't have masks, because mask is something that we actually need. But then in our communities, people are like, mask, no, mask don't work. But then we want to install the mentality that actually people should wear their mask, but then also supporting the local designers that are not actually making money at the moment. So that's the project that we're currently running on the other side as well.
There'll be people listening in who want to know how they can help at Nkosi. So what sort of support are you looking for?
So So in terms of our support, is mostly like if people need to support us, it will, especially with the soup project, they can support with anything that they have in terms of like making our soup. So they can donate with food, or if they don't like, they want to donate with money, then they can go on our social media pages. They will find our details there, and then they can donate.
And I know that you're also looking for a volunteer to help you with your social media content.
Yeah, with our social media platform, because at the end of the day, we have a lot of projects, so like we need at least a social media manager that's gonna help assist us. Then they're just to also show us how to attract more like sponsorships and people to see the work that we do also as well.
And so, what sort of person are you looking to fill that role?
Mostly a person, like a youthful person. So because we like within our organization, that's what we mostly aiming for. We aiming to work with people that are youth, and not much on the adult world, because you want to keep everything youthful and everything has to be new. So, and someone that's also like in love with social media as well, and understands the world of social media and like fashion and sports, so they can relate as well to our organization.
So you're looking for a young, a youthful social media whiz kid, essentially.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Great stuff. Yeah. People will want to know how they can get in touch with you. Direct us, please, to your social media pages, etc.
Okay, so they can go on our Facebook page at Ngosi Foundation, and they can go to our Instagram page as well, which is Ngosi Foundation. So, and then in terms of the contact, they said I should call Janice. People can call her to get my number.
Okay.
She said,
Yeah, fantastic. So if you would like to help out with the Nkosi Foundation, then do please get in touch with us here, and we can pass on at Nkosi's details to you. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you so much for all the incredible work you're doing. And of course, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Ron, for the opportunity.